My special guest, Barry Chapman, is in the house. The Chapman.
Good morning.
It's like, I think you should have a kind of a superhero theme song. Chapman, Chapman Plumbing. I think we can work on something like that. But for now, it's great to have you in the house on a Tuesday with an update on a news story that we were diving into last week, where you were not being allowed access into a flat, despite all the arrangements being made, the owner being on board, the building manager being on board, just the tenants refusing to open the door for mystery reasons. I don't know, but apparently you managed to, after now I think four failed attempts, the fifth time's a charm.
Yeah, we got stuck in there. So first off, well, morning Belito.
Good morning,
and
Belito.
What an absolutely spectacular day we're getting spoilt with today.
Hot.
It is gorgeous. There's no wind. The sea looks amazing. And yeah, lucky place for us to live in and work in. So moving back to this this issue. So we eventually got into the apartment. We continued with our leak detection. And we opened up an area under the bath where we suspected the leak was coming from. We found the area very moist, and a little bit of rising damp and stuff in the area as well. So we started breaking open. Turned out we had to take the bath out so that we could get to the pipes that had been put underneath the bath. So with the new piping systems that are on the market at the moment, that have been around for quite a while as well, you run long linear lengths with no fittings or joins in the concrete, and then you bring them up to a centralized point and you create a manifold with all your one manifold with all the T pieces and joins for your cold water and one for the hot water.
That's the way it should be done.
Yes. So no joins in the concrete, none of that jazz. So we start breaking open now. Now, the first fun thing that we had is it seemed like this bath had been set in with concrete, which... You don't really do that.
Not conventional building practice these days.
So your conventional building practice with setting a bath is basically like a screed mix with that river sand and cement, and you fluff it up nicely, you get your levels right, you put your battens on the walls to get everything in the right place, and then you set down the bath, you tamp it into place into this river sand, and then you fill the bath up with water and let it set in place. So jackhammers came out to come and break open this concrete where the pipes were, and we located the pipes. And all these T-piece and joins and everything had been sealed up in concrete.
Ooh.
Now, these piping systems don't allow for the fittings to be sealed up in concrete. With them being a multi-layer fitting or a plastic fitting, there's expansion and contraction, and the pipe expands slightly differently to the fitting itself.
You got to give room to breathe, essentially.
So you have your pipe, which has got insulation on it, lagging, set in the concrete. It's got a sleeve on it, so the pipe's allowed to move. Now you've poured a blob of concrete all over the fittings, that where more movement happens in that little area. And what's happened is the fittings crack.
Wow, because there's no give.
There's no area for expansion. They've got special collars that can go onto the fittings if you are going to set it into screed and stuff like that, not concrete. So it's a little rubber collar that goes onto it and allows it to flex a little bit and protect the fitting. Now, going through this whole thing, the sad, unfortunate part for this is this piping system's warranty has basically been voided.
Because
of incorrect installation.
Oh, man. And, I mean, the owner would have just trusted that the stuff would have been installed to spec, and, you know, now trying to put a warranty claim in and getting that unpleasant information, that's got to be an uncomfortable conversation to have.
It is.
I mean, you're now being called in as a third party to sort of fix the installation that was done by another contractor who didn't.
So that's where it comes in. And, you know, I have so much pride for what I do and the industry that installations like this negatively impact the manufacturer, and it's not fair. Mm. So they get a bad rap because the piping system's not being installed correctly. So I jumped on top of it, and I went and spoke to, I phoned the original plumber that did the installation. I said to him, guys, do you mind if I contact the manufacturer and forward your details onto them, and we can set up a little training session for your guys so you know how this piping system gets installed. It's beneficial for you, and it's beneficial for the manufacturer. Everybody wins. And surprisingly enough,
they were open to it.
They were obliging.
But that's firstly, it's really, I mean, really nice of you to even go out of your way to facilitate that. And that just goes to show how you're, you know, invested in the industry as a whole, and, you know, just wanting to uphold standards across the board and reputations across the board. Good on them for not being getting defensive and aggressive and saying, actually, well, we would appreciate that. Yeah. We could do with that.
Big ups to them, and big ups to the manufacturer. After the work we've carried out there, cleaning up and chopping everything open, they are going to, looks like they're going to uphold their warranty on the piping system. So we'll hold thumbs for that. We're rolling on and looking forward to an absolutely fantastic rest of the week with some interesting challenges coming up, hopefully.
Wow. But what this story tells me is that when it comes to having knowledge of the way things should be done and contemporary systems and best practice, you know your stuff. Your team knows their stuff. So if you don't want to dilly-dally and have an unhappy surprise down the line when you realize something wasn't installed correctly, get it installed right first time. And when it comes to all matters of plumbing related stuff, Chapman Plumbing, you guys have got this.
thank you.
It's just what it is. I'm not blowing smoke, but I'm glad we got that story wrapped up, because it was bugging me from last week, you know, these guys. And when you did get access to the mystery flat, was there any obvious reason as to why they'd been not letting you in the last four times you tried to? I mean, was there like a hydroponic growing system in the kitchen? Was
it? They vanished, and the domestic worker opened the apartment for us. So it's still a little bit of a...
The mystery continues.
A mystery, but as long as the plumbing emergency has been sorted out, and, you know, very, very precious resource that we have, water. Water is life.
Absolutely.
And we got that problem resolved and rolling on.
Well, you heard it. Whether it's leak detection you're looking for or in new installation, they're the leak specialists. They're the drain specialists. They're the geyser specialists. Chapman Plumbing. And something that I think we should chat about in a future conversation, Barry, is there seems to be a lot of interest at the moment, obviously, when it comes to water storage, rainwater harvesting, that kind of thing, doing it right, and sort of, as you say, making the most of this very precious resource that we have. I mean, even like grey water, you know, harvesting and reuse, that kind of thing. I think there's a lot of people that are waking up to, okay, we've, you know, the load shedding seems to have faded, and now it's like water shedding, water crises, yeah, and making sure that there's stuff in the tap for when the reservoirs are running low.
100%, yeah. Your water security is utmost importance, eh?
We will be continuing the conversation right here with the Mnumzain, the Chapman. Barry, thanks for the update, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Of course, just do a little Google. If you're looking for good plumbing assistance, Chapman Plumbing.